The fourth method is the method of Bhakti, in which it is said that you have entered into this as a sport. You as a soul, child of God, you have entered into this mess as you may enter into a game. But while playing the game, you forgot that you are playing the game. The game is so interesting that after having entered into the game, you forget that it is a game. It is like an actor who starts playing a drama. When he enters the stage, of course, he remembers that he is himself and that he is only acting. But while acting, he comes to a point of identification to such an extent that he forgets for some time that he is really acting. He becomes the actor directly himself. So similarly, what has happened to us is that while entering, we knew that it was a sport. Having entered, we forgot that it's a sport. And we are taking everything so seriously now, having entered into this game. So, we are now told that you just understand that this is only a game which is being played for the sake of the divine sport, is a larger game. Your game is a small game, which is a part of a larger game, because God is always in a state of play. The Supreme Reality is always in a state of play. There is a perennial Rasa Lila going on. Sri Krishna is present everywhere, Lord is present everywhere, and each one is a gopi in this world. And that experience is a constant experience of play. That is the real play. All that you are playing here is only by mistake. You are taking it too seriously. Even here you realize that what you are doing is nothing but that play. For this, smarana, what is most important is smarana. You remember. Nama smarana, you remember at least God by name. Then kirtana, bhajana, and then prapatti, you offer yourself to God. Sharanagati, completely submit yourself to God. And when that will reach a climax, you'll be lifted out of this. Then you will have no more this seriousness about this game. And you will really realize that you are really playing with Supreme, that is Moksha. The other method is the karma. I spoke of dharma, which is also a kind of karma. But karma yoga has a larger field. In the mark of dharma, you are told that there are certain things which are prescribed in the Veda or in Smritis which you have to follow out. In karma yoga, in the beginning you may be told the same thing, but a greater freedom is given, in which you are told you do any action. You reach a point of doing an action, and first of all, you distinguish between action and the result. Having made a distinction, you say that you are doing action, but you will not try to enjoy the fruits of action. You free yourself from the fruits of action. then a point will come when you will say to yourself that even action that I am doing has its threads elsewhere. So you begin to search the original thread of your action. The fruit is the future thread of your action. That you cut first. Then you go backward and find out the original thread from your present action is proceeding. Then you will find that that thread covers the whole universe. The whole cosmos is at the back of your thread of your action. This is the big, stupendous realization to realize that even the little action that we are doing is actually a part and parcel of a stupendous machine of the whole universe. And you find yourself mounted on a wheel which is mounted on a bigger wheel. So imagine your condition. You are like a speck of dust. You feel that you are doing action. But you means what? It's a speck of dust which is doing action as a result of mounting on a wheel which itself is mounted on another wheel. So your perception that you are doing will go away. This is the first difference, that you are the doer of action will begin to disappear. Then you'll find that Prakriti is the doer of all actions. Then you go behind it, still further. And then you find that behind Prakriti, there is stupendous Purushottama, a huge reality, who is the real originator of action, Supreme Lord Himself. Then you realize that even this universe is not at the back of your action. Then a more intricate search starts. What is the relationship of that Purushottama, of the Supreme Reality, with the universe? And what is the relationship of that Supreme with yourself? Then you realize that you are only a portion, a centration of the Supreme. This is actually described in detail in the Bhagavad Gita, that you are simply a portion. But a portion which is a direct portion from the Supreme. So if you want to know what is the right action over there, over here, or anywhere, you don't need to go there, or there, or there. If you just go here, since he is everywhere, you can immediately find out what is the right action to be done here, or there, anywhere. Because you are direct channel with him. Each one of us has got this special facility. Because of our special nature, each one of us is a centration of the Supreme Lord. So that if you want to know the whole universe anywhere, it is the same Supreme which is everywhere, of which you are yourself the centration. Therefore, if you want to know the Supreme's will anywhere, you can directly connect yourself with them and you'll find out. So, the answer of the Gita is that if you want to be free from this mess in which you are, then a lot of training is to be given to your mind to perceive the difference between action and the results, to find out that actions are actually results of the whole stupendous Prakriti. Then you discover that you also yourself and this universe are both products of the Supreme, and that you have a special facility of going to the Supreme because you are a centration of the Supreme yourself, then you will be able to discover the divine spirit at every time. To be able to know the divine's will and to be able to manifest the divine's will in every action will make you seated in a condition where you will be all the time free. Mukta, moksha. Even while you are acting, you don't have to go out of the universe. That's why Srila Lakshmi was saying, the Bhagavad Gita says that we should be in the world and active. And this is the answer, that even while you are in the world, you do all actions in the world, you are mukta even while in the world. It's not obligatory upon you to leave the world, but you have a special capacity. You will be able to manifest the Divine's will, to know the Divine's will, to make your instrument capable of manifesting the Divine will, and manifesting it, really doing it. That is also a state of moksha.